This is Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen here with you. Technological advances in medical imaging have made monumental impact on the success of medical treatments in the past several decades. And now, with a surgical suite that allows for real-time MRI scans during surgical interventions, the paybacks are even greater. Here to tell us more about all of this are Dr. Zulma Tovar-Spinoza, assistant professor of both pediatrics and neurosurgery, and Dr. Larry Chin, professor and chair of neurosurgery, both from Upstate Medical University. Welcome to you both. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So, Dr. Chin, you've got a new surgery suite that is revolutionary. Tell us about it.
Well, it's very exciting. This is the only such suite in really all of Upstate New York. It is a 3 Tesla MRI scanner, which is really the highest level that we use clinically today.
So it's high definition, high
resolution. That's right,
high resolution,
yeah. And it's connected to a fully functional OR suite that allows us to do traditional brain surgery, but couple it with the advantage of being able to get images before, during, and after surgery.
That's pretty profound. And as you said, it's the only one in Upstate. How about throughout the country? Are these pretty standard kind of things, or are they unusual?
They're still not standard. Larger medical centers do have suites like this, but this is certainly, at this point, the most technologically advanced that there is.
So, Dr. Tovar-Spinoza, why is this so important?
Well, this is a state-of-the-art technology. We are talking at the most advanced technology that is available to provide with the best care for the patients and to guarantee that the surgeons can have the less chance to have any complications, especially in complex cases.
Now, both of you, I know, have done surgeries using MRI-guided technology in the past. I know, Dr. Tovar-Spinoza, in particular, you and I have talked on this show several times about some of your MRI-guided laser ablation or basically removal of tumors in children, for example, or even dealing with intractable epilepsy. How is this circumstance different than what you may have been doing?
But not only we are the center with the most experience in the world in pediatric brain tumors treated with this technology, the way that we did it before was more complex because we needed to transfer the patient twice between the MRI and the OR.
And they were not necessarily near to one another, am I correct?
That's correct. Now we have performed these procedures in the new intra-op MRI suite, and, you know, that reduces the surgical time tremendously and allow us to have more precise view of the brain, especially in the epilepsy cases where the fact that we do have now a 3 Tesla MRI allow us to look in very detailed to the fibers of the brain and the ones that we want to preserve and the ones that we want to disconnect.
So just to get this straight in lay terms, you now have even a better MRI in terms of its functioning, and it's adjacent to or basically within an intraoperative suite that allows you to quickly or easily move a patient off the OR or out of the OR briefly to have this MRI guidance and then return back to the OR if necessary.
Yes, Linda, and we're not only talking about the MRI per se. We're talking about the whole complex of technology there. It's the MRI, it's the art of the suite of the OR, and it's the brand new navigation system. It's a whole technology that is integrated, and it's not only a single technology, it's multiple technologies that allow us to look at the brain in different, totally different ways and integrate that image or that function to the information that the surgeons need in order to perform an excellent surgery with the best outcome.
When you said minimizing operation time, is that in and of itself a real advantage for the patient's outcome in terms of the time that they would be in an OR?
Well, given the current cost of the OR times, I think it's going to be beneficial for everybody, not only for the patients, but also for the administrators. But what is important here is that we are counting in the new cancer center with the state-of-the-art technology for the best results And Upstate is very proud to be the only center to have that technology.
Dr. Chin, you have obviously done this kind of surgery or surgery like this in the past. How will this new center or this, how is this new intraoperative suite affecting your work?
Well, it's done so profoundly. Just to give you a typical example of how this works, if a patient comes in, and we've done this a number of times in I and Dr. Tovar Spinoza and some of the other neurosurgeons, Dr. Hall, Dr. Carter, Dr. Krishnamurthy, we've all had experience with this now. But a patient comes in to the OR area, they can get an MRI scan before surgery, so it doesn't require any kind of preoperative scans done days before. They can do it the morning of, and that image is transferred into a navigation system in the operating room, and we have a large wall-mounted TV, flat-screen TVs that display all this information. The navigation system is built into the OR and built into the operating microscope, and that allows us during surgery to be able to see exactly where we are in the microscope. We can look through the scope and tell where we are in the patient's brain, and that helps tremendously in removing complex tumors in the brain, tumors that are along the base of the skull. It's very helpful for. And then when we've finished doing the surgery or taken everything that we feel that we need to take, we can then transfer the patient into the MRI, get a real-time image. If there's a tiny bit of tumor left, we can then take the patient back, remove what's left, and allows us to really take care of all of these things that previously we weren't able to do.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with neurosurgeons Dr. Larry Chin and Dr. Zulma Tovar Spinoza. We're talking about the new state-of-the-art intraoperative suite at Upstate with MRI guidance. You had a point you wanted to make, Dr. Tovar Spinoza.
Yeah, Dr. Chin just mentioned something very important and specific for the pediatric population. Usually pediatric patients need to be under general anesthesia for performing MRIs. By having this intra-op MRI suite, we actually are saving the pediatric patients on one general anesthesia for a pre-op MRI and one
so they don't have
on
to
the
have
post-op. So it's like reducing three general anesthesias in only one. That's phenomenal and fantastic for the patient, for the parents, and for the whole program.
So I'll just state that. So with pediatric patients who would need to be under general anesthesia for the MRI piece, it's one time. Mm-hmm. They don't have to do it before the operation and then again after the operation. So in general, it sounds like in every way, this is really facilitating, speeding up, you know, it's becoming seamless in terms of how you as the neurosurgeons can really get in there and make a difference for patients. So what, first of all, what kinds of patients can and should be treated in this kind of environment?
Well, on the adult side, any patient with a brain tumor, any patient with a tumor on the base of the skull, so pituitary tumors, meningiomas, tumors in the bone that invade the skull base, those are all excellent indications for this type of suite, and certainly
and certainly pediatric patients, we don't have age limit because we count with all the frames and all the ways to accommodate even the little ones in the, you know, intra-op suite.
How young can you?
Babies. We can go as far as infants. Yeah, not on infants, neonates sometimes. And all the patients that have, you know, complex brain tumors or patients that need any kind of functional surgery like epilepsy surgery or the MRI-guided laser ablation for pediatric brain tumors or for epilepsy, all of them are candidates. And certainly the indications are growing as we talk because we keep developing the state-of-the-art neurosurgery. So we keep growing and learning and applying more technologies, which is the field of neurosurgery nowadays, doing more things with, you know, that's what technology allows us to do, doing more things in a more easy and
less invasive
way.
Or yes. Simpler or more seamless.
Yes. Hopefully in the future, you know, as we develop the program more, this will be useful for functional neurosurgery, for movement disorders, Parkinson's patients, for implantation of electrodes. All of those things, I think, are going to be very much used.
So it opens up a lot of doors for you going forward, as you said, because the technology is so good. Do you see or envision the next step with this kind of thing in terms of either the technology that you could use? I mean, if you were to speak to people who are doing the development of this kind of technology, what would you be telling them now? Something that would layer on to what you're already doing, or something that would be dramatically different?
Well, we are actually talking to these people. You know, as you mentioned before, there are few centers in the world that have this technology available, and we talk to each other. Certainly not all the procedures, the old-fashioned neurosurgery, we'll call it that way, not all the technology is suitable for intra-op MRI. So we keep developing devices that are MRI compatible. We keep developing more minimally invasive technologies, and inside of those technologies, we keep advancing those technologies in the way that we can do it on real-time surgery, real-time navigation, or real-time MRI guidance. So we keep changing, you know.
Did you have another comment there?
No.
So what basically have the results been so far? What has your experience been using this new intraoperative suite?
Well, we've seen examples where we've had patients where there has been a very small amount of tumor left that we previously wouldn't have been able to detect, and we can see that and go back and complete the resection. And
so the outcomes have clearly been improved as a result of this, at least in your experience.
Absolutely.
And how about you, Dr.
Just yesterday we did a laser ablation in a patient with epilepsy, and the patient is going home today. It's how simple it is. You go there, put the laser where you need it to put it, see it in real time. Do the procedure under the MRI guidance, one stitch, one overnight to observe the patient. The patient is going home today.
So it absolutely shortens their hospitalizations, improves their outcomes, and everybody's happy.
The family is not disturbed. The kid is back to the baseline. Great. Great prognosis.
Wonderful. So I can just say sounds like a real, real boon for Central New York, for upstate medical community, and I want to thank you both for coming in and sharing your expertise with us on this.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
It's very exciting, very exciting. Well, my guests have been Dr. Zulma Tovar-Spinoza, assistant professor both of pediatrics and neurosurgery, and Dr. Larry Chin, professor and chair of neurosurgery at Upstate Medical University. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.